Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Mishnah Dalet discusses the wearing of weapons on Shabbos when it is not during war and it is not necessary for personal protection, right? Because we know that Sarkanos Sefashos Dochos Shabbos, right? If there's some danger to life, so then you could do anything on Shabbos. Of course, you can wear your weapons if there's a danger to your life, because it's necessary for your protection. However, we're not talking about that case. We're talking about not during war and when it's not necessary for protection. So the Mishnah says, Lo yetze ha'ish, a man may not go out, lo b'sayif, not while wearing a sword, v'lo b'keshes, not by wearing his bow, while wearing a bow, v'lo b'tris, not by wearing his shield, v'lo b'ala, not by wearing his mace. A mace is like a club with a ball at the end, sometimes spiked, sometimes not. It's a weapon of war. And not carrying a spear, or wearing a spear, rather. These were all things, obviously you can't carry any of these things, but we're talking about here wearing them, you know, strapped on, like people would wear their swords or their spears or their bows or whatever. And if you do, it's an Isser Doraisa, and if you do it by accident, you're Chayiv Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, wait a minute, not so fast. Tachshitin Hinlo. These are decorative, right? For a military man, these can be decorative. Think about for a minute, even in modern times, the formal dress wear for the United States Marines includes a sword, right? A United States Marine in full dress uniform is wearing a sword strapped to his side. So it's jewelry. It's a question of glory and honor. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can wear these on Shabbos. Not only can you wear them, we certainly can wear them d'oraisa. Maybe, we don't know, but maybe Rabbi Eliezer would say that you can't wear them d'rabanan because you might show them to people, but probably not. You don't show your weapons around. You just wear them for decoratively. But certainly in asr d'oraisa. The Chachamim push back. The Chachamim omrim, no. Einan el lignai. It may be true that for him personally, subjectively, he feels that they are decorative and they might be a source for him of pride and honor. However, objectively, weapons are instruments of death and therefore they are objects of disgrace. How do we know? Shene Emar, as it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Navi is talking about the future, what will be in the end of days. V'chittesu, one of the most famous Pesukim in Tanakh. V'chittesu charbosom le'itim, v'chaniso sehem, Lemazmeros, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Lo yisa goy al goy cherev lo yilmedu od milchama. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn of war anymore. So now the point here the Chum are making is, if Rabbi Eliezer, if there was an objective glory or beauty to swords, why do they need to be beaten into plowshares and into pruning hooks? Why don't we just say that in the future, lo yisa goyel goy cherev lo yimdu milchama, they won't fight. But they don't have to get rid of their weapons. The weapons can still be a point of honor and pride. No, so therefore the Chum say, no, it's not. So clearly we see that in the future, when we no longer have this need to kill each other and to fight, so then we will recognize that objectively speaking, weapons are not honorable and glorious. They are rather something that should be considered objects of disgrace. The second half of the Mishnah actually shifts back into women's clothing. Biris. A biris is a garter. It is like a little belt worn on the thigh to hold up stockings. So we learned two halachos in this Mishnah about biris. Number one, tehora. A biris is not mekabel tumah. Why is a biris not mekabel tumah? Because it is a utensil that serves other utensils. The halacha is that only utensils that serve man directly are mekabel tumah, are susceptible to becoming tameh. A biris does not serve man directly. It serves man indirectly because a biris actually serves the stockings, right? The stockings cover man as a garment of clothing. The biris does not actually protect people in any way. It keeps the stockings from falling down. And so it is a utensil that serves other utensils, and therefore it is not mekabel tumah. And halacha number two about abiris, v'yotzin ba b'Shabbos. And you are allowed to wear it on a Shabbos because it's holding up her stockings. The woman is not going to take it off to show it to her friends because then her stockings will fall down. She certainly wouldn't want that. And she's not going to want to like uncover her thigh to take off the biris and show it and risk her stockings falling down. That's just not going to happen. And therefore, no need for the gzeira, and she's allowed to wear it out. It's mutter. Not only derbanan, it's absolutely mutter. Related to this, though, there is another garment called kvalim. Kvalim is essentially a pair of garters with a small gold chain that connects them. These kvalim would be worn by young women to shorten their stride, so they would walk in a more ladylike and tsanua fashion. And this was apparently fairly common, but the chains, they would wear these with gold chains, right? Because this was something that would be kind of a personal jewelry, I guess. So the Mishnah says, Kvalim Tmeim, they are Mekabel Tumah. Even though they look essentially, like a garter, they are Mekabel Tumah because they directly serve the people. That is to say, the girls who are wearing them. They are, helping the girls keep their stride, shorter. And therefore, since they serve people directly, they are susceptible to becoming tamei. And ve'in yotzim b'Shabbos, and you cannot wear them out on Shabbos. Why not? Because the young girl might remove the chain. She might reach under her skirts to remove the chain to show her friends the brand new chain that she just got. And look, nice shiny gold chain. And then might not put it back right away and carry it. Dal adam shvishus rabim, and that of course would be a problem.